The next patient is Alfred Norton. The last name is N-O-L, like in Lima, T-O-N. Norton, the first name Alfred. Clinical case of an 80-year-old African-American male that is following the office because CKD is stage 3A, A1, period. The patient has been in very stable condition. Period. Recently, the patient developed a urinary symptoms, went to the urologist, and indeed he was found with a urinary tract infection, period. In our laboratory workup, there is enterococcus that has been treated with the administration of Cipro. The medication was started no more than 6 days ago, period. In the laboratory workup that we have, the serum creatinine went up to 1.6, the estimated GFR down to 41, and BUN is 24. So there is a change in the kidney function that must be related to the urinary infection. In the CBC, the patient didn't have any evidence of left shifting. The hemoglobin 13.7. The hematocrit was 42. Period. When we look at the protein creatinine ratio, is 250 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is elevated, and this could be related to the presence of the urinary tract infection. Period. Arterial number two, the patient has arterial hypertension, blood pressure today 135 over 59. We are going to continue with the same medication. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease, the patient is taking pantoprazole. The patient was taking pantoprazole, but because of the presence of CKD, he was switched to famotidine. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C remains 7.5. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number, peripheral neuropathy treated with gabapentin. Following number, the patient has a history of Paget's disease. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and reassess the kidney function. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 5 minutes in the documentation.